Kunstradio. Radiokunst.
Schönen guten Abend zum heutigen Live Ö1 Kunstradio. Es begrüßt Sie Elisabeth Zimmermann. Gemeinsam mit der Reihe Stromschiene der Alten Schmiede in Wien haben wir den portugiesischen Performer und Musiker João Castro Pinto nach Wien eingeladen. Am Mittwoch um 19 Uhr performt Castro Pinto gemeinsam mit dem französischen Maler und Musiker Philippe Lamy Sonic Canvas. Eine Performance an den Schnittstellen von Musik und Malerei, die auch auf vielschichtige Soundscapes zurückgreift. Auch in der heutigen Live-Radio-Performance No Land Soundscape verwendet der in Lissabon lebende Performer João Castro Pinto Aufnahmen verschiedenster Orte und wird sie teilweise bearbeiten. Castro Pinto zitiert in seinem Konzept den Gründer des World Soundscape Projects, den kanadischen Komponisten R. Murray Schafer. Any portion of the sonic environment is regarded as a field for study. Einige der Aufnahmen für seine Live-Radio-Performance hat João Castro Pinto genau hier im Hörspielstudio RP4 des Wiener Funkhauses in der vergangenen Woche gemacht. Vom Schotterweg im schallarmen Studio bis hin zum etwas verstimmten Klavier im großen Hörspielstudio des Wiener Funkhauses. Einige der Geräuschutensilien wie Gläser, das Klingelbrett etc. kommen heute auch live zum Einsatz. Immer wieder haben sich Künstlerinnen und Künstler wie Josef Klammer oder Raviv Ganschroff mit dem Sound und den Geräuschen des Hörspielstudios selbst auseinandergesetzt und diese in den Mittelpunkt ihrer Radioarbeiten gestellt. Nachhören können Sie diese übrigens auf kunstradio.at. Andere Künstler und Künstlerinnen haben sich intensiv mit den Aufnahmen aus verschiedensten Weltgegenden sowie mit dem Umgang mit den Aufnahmen und ihrem Zusammenspiel beschäftigt. So wird Castro Pinto in seiner heutigen Live-Radio-Performance No Land Soundscape ebenfalls verschiedenste Aufnahmen von Klanglandschaften mit live generierten Geräuschen aus gefundenem Material und Klangobjekten hier im Hörspielstudio RP4 zusammenbringen. Außerdem verwendete portugiesische Musiker Aufnahmen aus Konferenzen, die sich mit dem Genre der Soundscape auseinandergesetzt haben. Das Genre Soundscape ist ein breites Feld im künstlerischen Umgang mit Landschaftsaufnahmen und sogenannten Field Recordings. Castro Pinto versucht, einen akustischen Blick auf eine neue Klanglandschaft zu werfen. Eine Suche nach Raum, Zeit und Identität. Hören wir nun live aus dem Studio RP4 des Wiener Funkhauses No Land Soundscape von João Castro Pinto. Viel Vergnügen!
Thank you.
Urbano, CP Lisboa, procedente de Roma, Ariane e com destino a Mira Sintra, Meleças, vai dar entrada na linha número 2. Efetua paragens em todas as estações e apeadeiros.
Na entrada para os comboios, atenção à distância entre as portas e a plataforma.
너희는 하나님을 만나는 때 찾으라. 가까이 계실 때 그를 부르라. 악인은 그 길을 또한 불의한 자는 그 생각을 버리고 하나님께로 나오라. 그가 널리 용서하시리라. 예수 그리스도께서 당신을 영원한 고통, 영원히 고통나는 지옥으로부터 구원하기 위해서 십자가를 지셨습니다. 그 예수를 믿고 여러분들이 구원받아 이제 저 천국에 들어가시길 간절히 바랍니다. 여러분들이 가까운 교회 나가셔서 예수 믿고 죄사함 받고 구원받아 천국에 들어가서 영원토록 영원토록 행복하게 사시는 여러분 되시기를 간절히 바랍니다.
40조 범행품 80목적 일땡품녀 무진장 물송도설 천공포 집범녀 소량 보살부처 불불사열의 집신상의 품 열애수호봉덕호 고연행전 열애돌 이세관봉기법계 시신만계 성경 삼십구부 원만교 흥송차경신부지
this thing that has happened to you and me has happened to us over a period of 100 years, you know. The mad rush of this light has robbed us of the solitude. And really, the value of light comes from solitude. The real knowledge. Be still and know, if you want to text me. Be still and know.
Lord Jesus said, people persecuted me,
take care of
they will persecute you,
would stay, would remain,
because you are my disciple. Everybody who is a true disciple will have
an awareness that some are not only of this island, but they belong.
Most of them don't want to leave their home.
Many of them
are
apostles. And Paul said in his epistle to the Corinthians, you have to separate.
I think it still means something to them over there. Whereas over here, it would be impossible to do anything of the kind. You know? And how important that is, it would be very difficult to say, I guess. I never really felt the strong separation that people might think of when they think of Mennonites. In fact, I never really felt that I was separate from the rest of society anyway.
I find that the rhythm of my being seems to move in rhythm with many things around me. I lie down on my floor in the living room and listen to Janis Joplin. And I can listen to that thing 3 or 4 times in a row. You know, my children come in, they're surprised to see their old man in lying on the living room floor listening to Janis Joplin. And I'm trying to figure out myself, I don't really know why is it.
It's a good question. It's a pretty existential thing, you know. I mean, it changes. I think the Mennonite was able to do 25 years ago. Contrasted to what he could do today has really changed a lot. Certainly the isolationist idea, that is, I lose myself in the group and I don't get out there, is a poor defense and is breaking down at every hand in our time anyway. I think we need to learn to go our own way, but I think we need to learn really to get on in this world of ours without becoming tainted by it. And that's really what great art is all about, isn't it?
Is scattering.
Self-sufficient, I suppose a cash income of $150 or $200 a year was quite adequate to live in reasonable comfort. We thought, in fact, richer in luxury, because we had a house which was built by my own father and grandfather, some timber that was cut in the woods nearby, where nails were bought, but even this was not necessarily the case, because some houses were built with wooden trunnions, so that even nails were unnecessary. With the exception of exotic things like tea and coffee and sugar, we could live in reasonable comfort. My family was lucky in a way. We have a very rigid Methodist grandfather.
Thank you. era più Gloria.
Più Gloria.
Non dormiamo Gloria. Era una delle migliori poete.
Sie hörten die Live-Radio-Performance No Land Soundscape des portugiesischen Performers und Künstlers João Castro Pinto. Technik Elmar Peinelt und Manuel Radinger, die auch für die Tongestaltung der Kunstradioproduktion der nächsten Woche verantwortlich zeichnen. Blum Blam Baby Radio Musical mit Jasmin Hoffer, Matthias Lenz, Oleg Solimenko und Rosemarie Bojakow. Zu hören nächste Woche im neuen Ö1 Kunstsonntag. Bis dahin können Sie die heutige Sendung 7 Tage lang nachhören und auf oe1.orf.at und auf kunstradio.at nachhören. Noch eine gute Nacht mit Österreich 1 wünscht Elisabeth Zimmermann.